This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of 10 right here at the Real Site. Always a pleasure to would help if you did that, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, most of you have already heard that in Georgia, the Georgia race runoff, what the heck is this thing? Right, the GOP now is going to unite against Karen Handel. I almost didn't think that was her name because there's never mind. So Democrats put their hope in that political upstart John Ossoff. The problem is that they're doing this all across the country where they're bringing in these people. They don't live there. They don't know anybody, and they're playing the same game they played years ago. Or actually have always been playing. They can't seem to change their game plan. It's almost like a sickness. So they bring these people in that they know they can control, because that's what the Dems do a lot of times. They'll bring in these candidates they know they can control, have a little bit more influence over, if you would. And he's one of them. He doesn't live in the area. This is a Bible Belt state. He doesn't live in the area. He's living with his girlfriend. Right? Most of the money that came in from all over the country. It didn't come in from locals. It didn't come in from local businesses. It came in from Hollywood. Well, a majority of it did, anyway. And a lot of the money came in from everywhere else but the area that he's running in. What does that tell you? If you don't have local support, whether it be, you know, by endorsements, by local officials, I always look at, to a big degree, I look at the local school board, water board, city council officials because, again, they're driving a lot of this. They know these guys. They work with these guys. So they know what they're like. And if you can't get any local support, and the only support you're getting is from Congress when you're in a local race, right, these congressional people who don't even know who you are. It was funny. I'm not going to give you the name, but I personally know a congressman that was elected to office, and the congressman that was leaving office threw everything at this guy because this is not the guy they wanted. Even though it's the same party, it's not the guy they wanted. So they got Boehner and the rest of them to support this one particular candidate, and when our guy came in and he won. He got up there, and some of these guys that had some of these, like Boehner, the Boehners of the world, who endorsed his rival, didn't even know who he was. Until he looked at them, he said, "Hey, I'm so-and-so. You actually endorsed so-and-so against me." And they were like, they said to him, "I didn't know who so-and-so was. I don't know who you are." So it only goes to show you that when you see these endorsements, you can't always believe that they're the right endorsements for the right people at the right time. You don't know who's promoting / pushing it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So the Dems do this all over the place, where they bring in people from outside, they throw all kinds of money at them, and they're seeing this almost as a win. But here's the deal. There were 11 Republican candidates, which I think is ridiculous. I fight with my people over this all the time. against one Dem. So, of course, it looks like the Dem has a chance from a standpoint if you take the individual people that ran. But now this is a runoff. And it's going to happen, I think, June 20th. And they will, you know, Republicans will unite, and they're going to kick the butt of the Democrat. Because you guys won't change your plan. You won't change your plan of attack. You won't change the way you do business. And until you do, you're going to keep losing. You know, you thought you had the other ones, or you thought you had a good chance with the other ones. It just is amazing. Now, Ossoff was a clear leader in Tuesday's crowded special election for Georgia House seat. It was held by Republican Tom Price. Now he's Trump's health secretary. Ossoff garnered 48%. Top Republican vote-getter Kieran Handel, former Georgia Secretary of State, got just 20. But Ossoff's haul fell short of the majority threshold to an outright win, despite him getting support from prominent Democrats and celebrities who brought in millions of dollars. He raised over $8 million. Now, I want you to think about this. He raised over $8 million. He couldn't wipe these people out. Handel only raised $460,000. They have what's called a jungle primary system where the top two candidates get to go into the runoff. Same thing here in California. Yeah, we have, you know, it's a nonpartisan primary. The two top vote-getters are the ones that go into the general election, period. So heading into Tuesday's contest, 18 candidates were competing, 11 Republicans, oh, sorry, I apologize, 5 Democrats and 2 independents. Democrats mostly consolidated support behind Ossoff, a 30-year-old filmmaker, 30-year-old that we're going to send to Congress. Isn't that great? And former congressional aide, by contrast, the Republicans were sharply divided and split their vote among several contenders. Now, Republicans are united and ready to do everything they can to elect Karen. Now let's see if they actually do that. They're going to have to get behind. They're going to have to fight and get behind this person. But I want you, when we come back from the break, I want you to hear the meltdown that the celebrities were having on the left. I mean, it shows you they just don't get it. All right, and these are the snowflakes that got everything they wanted, to a big degree, as children. And then they got into the entertainment world, which, again, spoils the crud out of you. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. To the real side of GCN Life. I want to thank you for being with me today, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch, I'm sorry, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of the Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, everything you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be, and you can learn a lot. Look, if you're on the left and you want to know how the right thinks, that's where to go. You'll find out a lot about what the right thinks and how we look at things. And you may find out that we might be in line with you, just going about it a different way, unless you're a real loon and you're not interested at all, right? And then on the on the right. I just give you the information you need to be able to push back and fight back. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do this story yet tonight or not, because I'm just getting through everything. But the Fresno police, you know, Northern California, there really are a bunch of whacktoids out there. They are living in a whole different universe, okay? Here's a guy who shoots a bunch of people. I think, what is he? He shot four. I think three died. I don't know. And he's screaming Allahu Akbar, which for Muslims is, God is great. And the Fresno police are labeling it a hate crime, mostly because he had so much information on his computer that talked about him hating white people. So, let's see. They're labeling it a hate crime, not an act of terror. And I'm still waiting, as I said yesterday, and I'm going to say it every day, I'm still waiting for a Muslim group, Muslim mosque, somebody to come out and denounce what this man did. I just would love, have them come out and say, this is not our religion. What that particular man did when he yelled has nothing to do with the God I know. I want to see it happen. Anyway, back to the Georgia spanking that the Republicans gave the Democrats. I mean, think about something. They had 11 candidates. The Republicans had 11 candidates. Split the vote all kinds of ways. And the Ossoff, the Democrat from Georgia, couldn't pull it off. Now, Hollywood was sending all kinds of money that way. Hollywood loves these people. With Hollywood, you're a Democrat just because you're a Democrat. I don't know any other way to put it. There's a lot of solid conservatives in Hollywood, but they're afraid to say anything because they won't get any work. I mean, think about it. Every star you have would be Sean Penn or Sean Penn-esque. So we need to change that. And you need to change that. You got to stop supporting these boneheads. You really do. You know, the Miley Cyrus stuff you have at home with what she did during the election and everything else, I would have that stuff in the driveway. I'd be burning it, filming it, and put it up on Facebook. One actress's meltdown over the Dem flop in Georgia. She said, I want to puke. I wish she would. All over her dress inside her car or something. Despite spending millions of dollars, the recruiting a bevy of celebrities to help his cause, Democrat hopeful John Ossoff failed. Well, he was a movie guy. Failed to snatch Georgia's 6th district away from the GOP outright in the special election Tuesday. He'll face Republican Kieran Handel in a runoff election. Most observers expect him to lose. Needless to say, several of Ossoff's liberal celebrity backers didn't take his failure. Just really, they took it badly. And again, it shows you where they're at. Right? They don't know how to walk away and go, okay, you know what, let's regroup and let's find out what went wrong. Her first, Alyssa Milano's first Twitter, she said, I want to puke. And later she insisted to President Trump himself that Republicans should nor count Ossoff's failure to win outright as a victory. Well, why not? I mean, you guys are so sure that your message is the right message. You're so sure your message is the one that carries. You're so sure that people are on your side. You spent $8 million getting your message out, so it couldn't be that they didn't understand your message. So what else could it possibly be? I mean, everybody's that stupid? You're the only brain surgeon? Is that kind of what you're going to try to tell us?
Well.
Anyway. She sent, she sends a Twitter, a direct tweet, I guess tweet, whatever. Says, FYI at the real Donald Trump. Republicans didn't win. Ossoff, 88.5, got more than twice as many votes than the Republicans, 35.5. She's a tad off there, but that's okay. I'm good with that. I'd rather them get it wrong and not understand. I think that this works out so much better. Now, while Ossoff did receive the most votes, he was a cheerleader of a united Democratic effort in a race against at least four prominent local Republicans and eight total Republicans overall. Republican candidates received more votes than Ossoff. Now think about that. So if Republican voters voted for Republicans, and overall there were many more votes for Republicans as a whole, which is what we do all the time. In the primaries, we always screw it up, but that's okay. So if you take all the votes that will go to a Republican, he loses. He just loses. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So the runoff election is likely to tilt to Karen Handel's favor. And the GOP, again, money-wise, resource-wise, walkers, callers, all of that are going to go towards her to keep that seat. Now, Milano might have been upset by Ossoff's loss. At least she was paying attention. Actor, comedian John Leguizamo, another of Ossoff's celebrity sponsors, seemed to be under the impression that Ossoff had won. Congratulations, he tweeted. You made this happen. You are our blue hope. Let's do this in all 50 states. The guy's an idiot. They didn't even pay attention. But do it in all 50 states. Dude, John, do you understand that you got thrown out of a lot of your seats? Do you understand how many seats you've lost? Because you guys have got this idea that the country thinks like you. You don't know how to compromise. You keep blaming the Republicans, but really, who has been in control all these years? And who reached out? You didn't pay attention to any of your constituents. As it kept getting worse and worse and worse for them, you didn't give a crud. And I'm hoping that you stay dense. I mean that sincerely. Hey, Todd Starnes joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. His new book, Deplorables. You got to get it. Got to read it. But hear what he has to say right after this. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My next guest, I just love this guy. I love reading his articles. I love what he stands for, and actually he doesn't know it, but he's one of the guys that helped me get just more out front of my faith on my radio show. Todd Starnes joins me. He's the host of Fox News and Commentary, heard daily on a Fox News radio network. He's a regular columnist for Fox News, author of 4 books, including his newest one titled The Deplorables, Guide to Making America Great Again. That's me. I'm one of those deplorables. Todd, thanks so much for being with me today.
Hey, great to be with you, Joe. Absolutely.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And, you know, and again, I know you hear this all the time, but thank you so much for sticking up for your faith, sticking up for what you believe in, and giving us the information we need to be able to step out on that as well.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know, I'm just proud to call myself a gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American, and I really don't know any better.
Yeah, surprise, your book is doing so well with all of us, right? So the book emphasizes for all Americans to keep in mind that change may start at the White House, but it finishes in your home. You know, do we Americans still have the stomach to fight for our beliefs, to fight for what we believe is right?
Well, I think we do, which is why President Trump won in November. But the challenge is, do we still have that fire in our belly? And we learned after Ronald Reagan won office that conservatives tend to take a nap, you know, once they put their guy in the White House. I think we have two very recent examples to explain why this is so important that we stay engaged as conservatives. The first was the congressional race last week in Kansas, where Ron Estes was going up against a Bernie Sanders Democrat. And it was not exactly close, but it was close enough to where it really raised a lot of concern, and of course the Trump campaign had to get involved in there. The same thing is happening in Georgia, and it could be a much closer race. So again, I think that these are reminders that conservatives have to stay engaged, and that the Democrats are always going to be engaged, which is why we've got to stand up and fight for what we believe in.
Yeah, Todd, it's funny. I am on a school board in Southern California, a rather large one, and I ran 4 times to get on there. And my conservative friends who helped me get on there, I can't find them. After I got on, it was very hard to get them back engaged. Their attitude is, well, we've elected you. You know the right thing to do. Go do it. And they need to realize that they need to stay engaged. You've seen the Trump administration recently, the actions they've taken. Do you believe that President Trump will continue to lead our nation with conservative traditional values? You know, with the recent bombings and some of the things that have gone on, people say that those aren't conservative values. I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, I hope that he does. And, you know, it's been my encouragement to the president that that he fulfill his campaign promises. There is a tendency in the Trump administration to move to the center, and we'll have to see how that plays out. So far, so good. But the question is, how much influence will his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his daughter, Ivanka, how much control and influence they're going to wield in the coming days? Those two are quite frankly liberal Democrats. Mm-hmm. So if they if their power and influence rises, that could be trouble for conservatives.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm watching that creep in as well. But one of the most important points of him being president, I know it's not the only point, but I think you agree with this, it's the Supreme Court nominations and how many he might actually get to put in. And how do you feel about the Neil Gorsuch?
Yes. Well, look, I'm pretty excited about that. And Judge Gorsuch is going to hit the ground running. He'll have his first test on Wednesday. There's a big religious liberty case coming in, and you know, involving a Lutheran church playground, preschool playground.
Right.
So that'll be the first opportunity that we get a chance to see Neil Gorsuch and the questions he's going to ask. We won't get a ruling for quite some time, but we'll see.
Well, you know, Todd, here's an issue that scares me to no end. I do these stories every night on my radio show. You say that President Reagan once said that freedom is never more than a generation away from extinction. You say, I grew up in the 1980s and my generation dropped the ball. We became complacent. We gave the nation Madonna. Well, thank you for that. And parachute pants. Really, thank you for that as well. But, you know, I do these stories, but you're saying we have a different generation coming up that may get strong, may carry us through, but I do these stories every night, and I'm petrified of what's coming off our college campuses. You know, enlighten me, make me feel better.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm slightly discombobulated. I'm picturing you in parachute pants, Joe.
My day is bell bottoms, buddy, and silk shirts. Okay, I'm a little older.
Yeah, I do have hope for this young generation, young people who are just taking a stand. I have a column on my website at toddstearns.com about a kid who is a student at the University of California, Davis. And he's a student senator. He was one of two that voted against banning the American flag from the student senate.
Right. Yep.
And this young man is he took a bold stand, got death threats, and he told me that, you know, his parents came to this country from the Soviet Union. They were from Ukraine. And, you know, they saw the oppression. They saw communism. And they fled that way of life only to come to America. And this young man says, Todd, what's happening on our college campuses reminds us of the Soviet Union. So, again, those kinds of young people make me have hope in America.
Well, you're more optimistic than I am. Hey, look at the fights that we're now having come out of, you know, when they're coming out of high school, going into, you know, college and what have you. The focus isn't on, you know, reading math, sciences. The focus is on gender equality, you know, gender rights. There's no more boys and girls. Now there's Z and Zi and Zer and, you know, what is there? There's 79 different, you know, words for male or, did I say male? I didn't mean to say male. I guess that was bad. But you know, you look at what we're teaching these young people on college campuses. I mean, how do parents, how do us conservatives get involved and change that? Shouldn't we take places in teaching these children?
Yeah, I mean, you send Jack to college and he comes back home as Jill. I mean, it's really it's disconcerting for a lot of moms and dads. So there's a great story up on the university on the College Fix website, collegefix.com. And apparently they have a very troubling situation at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The young men there are apparently growing lady parts, Joe. And it's such an epidemic that they've had to install, this is a true story, they've had to install women's hygiene products inside the men's rooms. And it was interesting because, as the story goes, that apparently these products are for transgender people. So those in the men's room would be women who now identify as men. Apparently there was a big issue with the local newspaper, and the newspaper had to run a clarification because they labeled the products as women's hygiene products, and apparently that was offensive. So now they have to call them menstrual products.
Yes, because men have menstruation too. Did you not know? I read that tagline. I was like, oh, my God.
It's evolution.
No, the Mayans were right. What they had wrong was the Earth started spinning in the opposite direction. We didn't actually explode. We just started spinning. Everything is turned around. You know, years ago, I talk about this on a regular basis. It's not just this. It's what the left has crept in, and they try to make us believe this stuff is good. You know, we have the young lady that lives as a cat, and that's normal. We have the young lady who had her ears bopped and her nose changed, and now she's getting leopard spots all over her body. You know, we've got the 22-year-old transgender that decided he was an alien, so he found a doctor to do all this plastic surgery on him to make him look like an alien. The 57-year-old man that now he considers himself a 9-year-old female. And years gone by, we'd get these people help. Now we applaud them. Look at the direction society is going in, Todd.
I myself, your friendly neighborhood commentator, I have a lawsuit pending in New York State Court over a pair of skinny jeans.
That's just perfect. He was making it funny and everything died. Don't you just love radio? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, that was Todd Starnes. You want to head over to his website, TODDSTARNES.com, ToddStarnes.com. You know who he is. He's all over Fox Radio. Also, pick up his book, The Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again. A lot in there that you'll agree with. You'll get kind of a kick out of the way he lays it all out. You can pick up a copy of the book at deplorablesbook.com. That's deplorablesbook.com, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hey, don't go far. I've got a lot more coming up after break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danbillett.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics. They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
This is like a Frankenstein monster anyhow. Seriously, this is craziness, isn't it? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now look, it isn't that hard. It isn't that hard to figure out, work with, whatever. But I want you involved in the conversation. I want you to head up to the website, realside.com. There's a live chat room going on up there. We have Facebook Live going on, and you can get involved in their live feed. My wife says, it's not a chat room, Joe. It's a live feed. Okay, it's a live feed. Whatever. But, and I'm sorry, I'm sorry about the technical difficulty that we had in the last segment. He had more to say, but what can I tell you? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, with me. And I think in the first two segments, we were talking about how the Democrats just don't get it. They don't understand. They really don't. They think, and even Tom Brokaw told him off the other night, they think that simply being outraged, simply being against the Republicans is a strategy, and it's not. You know, for years they've been pulling at the heartstrings of Americans going, oh, look, Republicans hate kids, and they hate clean air, and they hate water, and they hate, and they hate, and they hate, and they hate, and they hate. And they have absolutely no proof of any of this. And, you know, I had somebody say to me today, and it was interesting how quick we believe or jump on things, that the city of San Diego had approved Sharia law. Well, no, the city of San Diego did not approve or make Sharia law part of it. So you can't do that. It doesn't work that way. But there are plenty of counties, cities, whatever, across the country that will accept, contracts that have religious overtones to them. As long as it doesn't supersede state or federal law, it's fine. You guys have heard of arbitrators, right? Maybe a business or two people have, they do it all the time in family court, right? You don't do everything in front of a judge. Sometimes you go in front of the arbitrator, they figure everything out, and they make sure you come to an agreement on it, and then they move on. They write it up, they move on, you agree to live by it, the court gives it its little stamp of approval. What's no different sometimes in Christian groups where you've got two Christian guys that are doing business together. They agree not to sue each other because they're really, the Bible talks about not suing each other. You take your argument to the elders of the church. Whenever the elders of the church decide, is what it is. So there are Christian men that do business and Christian women too, I'm sure. But I can only deal with the man part because those are the people I've dealt with in the past. But there's Christian men who get together and say, hey, look, if we have a problem with the contract, are you okay if we take it to our pastors? And our pastors agree to look at it, and they come up with a ruling or whatever you want to call it, and we live by that. And they, yes. And the courts in the past have treated that like an arbitration ruling. So as long as it doesn't break the law and you've agreed to it and everything was followed, the court will uphold that ruling. That's all it was. And we look like fools when we go running down the road with our hair on fire going, oh, my God, look what they did. So, my conservative friends, check it out first. Please make sure. I know that this story would be sexy, but it's come up a million times. It's come up that Texas did it, and this state did it, and that state, they didn't do it. They just didn't do it. So, let's just be clear. Maxine, you're talking about being clear. I don't know if she could ever be clear. Maxine Waters says that Trump has no business being president, and I will fight him every day until he's impeached. Can you imagine the outrage if any Republican said that about Obama? Right? Not because he was president. Oh, no. Because he was a black man. Because we could never be, remember, we couldn't be against Obama or anything he did because we didn't like his, you know, his way of ruling. I like that word better. No. That wasn't it at all. The only reason we, just ask Jimmy Carter, he'll tell you. The only reason we were against Obama was because of his skin color. It had nothing to do with his inability to get things right. Well, Maxine Waters has said that, and she's a Democrat out of California, she sure loves to stroke the fires of impeachment, right? She's on this impeachment thing. Didn't hear it once the whole time that Obama was in office, because she loved him. But she is really pushing to get Donald Trump impeached. She was pushing to get him impeached before he got in office, which shows you how ignorant she actually is. Now, protests swept across the nation this week, with protesters demanding that the president release his tax returns. Now, the tax march occurred in over 150 cities. I say, I don't care. No, seriously, I don't care. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to show it. So presidents have done it in the past. If we're going to use that, then there's so many other things that I would have expected out of Mr. Obama. Why couldn't we know about his high school history? Why couldn't we know about the girls he dated? Right? Why couldn't we know about his high school and his college experience? Why couldn't we get his transcripts? They got George W. Bush's, right? They ran with everything. So, no. It is not a fairness thing. It's not an equity thing. It's not an equality thing. It is straightforward, in-your-face, a control thing by the Dems. That's what they want. Now, those protesters that swept, they called it a tax march, which I think is hilarious. Now, she said she's going to fight every day until Trump is impeached. Her words were, as she renewed her call for impeachment. She was at one of the tax marches because that's the place to be. Let's not work on unemployment. Let's not work on the health care bill. Let's not work on getting people back to work. Let's just not do any of that. She goes on to say, I don't respect this president. I don't trust this president. He's not working in the best interest of the American people. Because she speaks for all the people. Don't you know that? Look, she wouldn't speak for me if she was having a day. If she was having a day where she was coherent. She went on to say, I will fight every day until he's impeached. She added before leading the crowd in chants of impeach 45. She goes on to say that Trump is no longer just the bully. He's now a dangerous and still has no business being president of the United States. Now, this is the first time she's hurled impeachment remarks at the White House. She called the president's staff a bunch of scumbags. And took to the House floor to make her impeachment disposition known on the public record. Now, think about that. See, they could say all these things to get away with it. Well, she's a black female, so who's going to hold her feet to the fire, right? Who's going to get on her case for all of this? You see, it's been the Democrats over the years that have let... Look, you've been feeding the flame for years. All these entitlement programs, and I'm not talking about Social Security. Don't try to nail me on that stuff. I'm talking about all these welfare programs that you don't want any kind of guidelines on. Even Bill Clinton knew that you should have to work, you should have to train, you should do something when you're on welfare to get yourself out of that situation. But the rest of you guys don't want that. You want people living off of you so you can control them. There's no other reason for it. Because when you talk to, you know, psychobabblists, they'll tell you that people become dependent on that, and you can't. It's almost impossible to get them off that. You appease the leader of North Korea every time he makes noise, every time she threatens. Over the last 50 years, you know, it's you've treated all these dictators like some of you train up your children. And I've heard it from friends of mine and their kids. You know, you finally clamp down on your teenager when they're 16 or 17, and all the years before that, you let them get away and do whatever they wanted to do. And then you get mad at them. You think they're being disrespectful when they look at you at 16 and say, all of a sudden, you want to be a parent? All of a sudden, you want to tell me what to do? See, that's the truth that you guys can't stand. And that's what you've done with these dictators in North Korea. That's what you did in Iran. That's what you've done throughout the Middle East. And you don't care. Because you actually believe that the people are on your side. And if you see now in three elections, they're not. This is why I keep saying, I have no problem with what the Democrats are doing. I hope they keep it up. I don't want them to double down. I want them to triple down. I want them to quadruple down on this. I want them to stick their feet, their legs, or I want them so deep into this that when the train starts coming down the track, they can't get out. They can't get out of the way. Seriously. Because when you're that sold out to, you know, I used to say to my kids all the time, what are you willing to stake on, you know, because they would argue with me about something they believed. I'd say to them, what are you willing to put on it? I don't want just a bet, because then you just lose money for a couple. What are you willing to give up for it? Look around the room, tell me what you're willing to give up, and then I'll know how serious you are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. I got to tell you, next hour is going to be great. We've got David Bego and David Fisher coming up. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?